Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Carolina, let's be honest, they had a losing record. They beat a bunch of losing teams to get to where they could win a division. And then they got a game handed to them. And now they're going to meet cold, hard reality. And to me, it's not going to be pretty. I'm sorry.
Well, I agree with everything you just said. And yet I've seen enough, and as have you, that you just never know. I mean, someone asked me earlier today, hey, do you think Carolina has a chance of going to beat Seattle? And I said, no, I don't.
There's Sports Talk host Mike Francesca talking to Troy Aikman about the likelihood that the Carolina Panthers will go any further in the playoff season. Sports Talk, NFL playoffs, and sports in general, on the college level, all at the number 10 position. As we start a new countdown, a new week, a new month, a new year, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into an annual ritual that is the end of the year. We do the talk countdown for the year. We did that last week. So this is a weekly ritual overviewing the talk top. Try to do that again there, Dugger. The top talk topics determined by the folks who run Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com. You find Talkers Radio there, Talkers TV, all about talk. They're focused on the talk radio industry, especially news talk radio, monitoring the talk radio hosts and stations and programs all across the country. That's how we come up with our weekly list. Counting down from number 10 to number 1 as usual in this hour, and sports talk radio generally comes in at number 10.
Number 9.
The Palm Beach pedophile case is an interesting reality because of the kind of the way it's been buried, in a manner of speaking. A couple of stories this week that have sort of been buried, and this is one of them. Here's host Bill Cunningham talking to legal analyst Lisa Wells about Bill Clinton being involved in a high-profile federal case in Florida involving a known pedophile and a possibility of a sex slave operation.
President Bill Clinton has been identified in a federal lawsuit against his former friend and pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, who had regular orgies at his Caribbean compound that the former president visited multiple times. According to this lawsuit, the former president was friends with Jeffrey Epstein, a financier who was arrested in 2008 for soliciting underage prostitutes. The new lawsuit has revealed that Bill Clinton, and this is proven through flight records, took multiple trips to Epstein's private island where he kept young women as sex slaves. Clinton was also apparently friends with a woman who collected naked pictures of underage girls for Epstein to choose from. Clinton has not cut ties with that woman. However, he did invite her to Chelsea's wedding. And so I'm asking you this question as a Clintonista. Seemingly, having sex in the oral office is not a big deal. Seemingly, lying under oath to a federal judge is not a big deal. Seemingly, in a federal indictment and grand jury criminal and civil trials, lying under oath is not a big deal when you're the president. As a Clintonista, would this be a big deal?
I don't think it is. As serious as that sounds, honestly, I think that the country is just infatuated with Bill Clinton, and there is just some level of, yeah, we know this is the kind of person he is. He's a womanizer, or he likes young girls. I just think that there's enough there that they'll, even if he should be strung up, even if he should be, and he deserves, you know, to get the same treatment that any other person that would be in this situation would, I just don't think he will.
Number 8. The number 8 item this week, as long as we're in the world of politics and people from politics, the death of former Governor Mario Cuomo of New York. Here's host Mark Simone talking about the legacy of Mr. Cuomo and Cuomo's uncertainty about running for president when he was mulling it over.
He was a dazzling politician. If you know, liberal, left-wing, two Americas, two cities, two this, two that. He was your guy. Nobody could speak like him. It was powerful. But on the national stage, He was indecisive. He was, a lot of people thought, lacked the confidence to go national. He always talked about running for president, and one time in, it was 92, he had that plane waiting on the runway in Albany with 90 minutes left to go to register in New Hampshire, and he couldn't get on that plane. He just couldn't do it. There was always the talk that it was something in his background, some mafia stuff. It was always on the wife's side. Nobody ever was able to find anything. Incredible investigations were done. Newsweek did the longest, most expensive Newsday into that, and they could never nail down anything. So if they couldn't find it, nobody could find it. But a lot of people just thought he was totally uncomfortable outside of New York, and he was just lacked confidence on the national stage, and he just never did it. I think I asked him once. It was a couple times went by. I guess it was after 92 with that plane on the runway, and he never got on that plane. He just wouldn't do it. So I asked him about running for president. Oh, if you had to predict, do you think that you'll run for president at any point in the next 40 years? I'm not asking you now. But
I think as a practical matter, the longer you're in this business, the less likely it is that you will have a chance to run.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I would think you'd be more likely in 96.
It's my guess is that especially in hard times like these, the longer you're around as a chief executive officer, the more you will be blamed for bad things. Not because you caused them all. There are 36 states in this country that are suffering at the moment. New York is only one of them. I can't believe that all the governors failed at the same time. So it's not that we necessarily created all the problems, but it's right for people to blame us. Of course, you know, that's the way the system works. We're the most visible people. And at the very least, what they can say about the chief executive officer is, well, even if you didn't cause it, you certainly didn't cure it. So why shouldn't I try someone else?
All right. So we've already covered 3, number 10, number 9, number 8, so that would bring us, if I do my subtraction and addition correctly, to number 7. That's up next here on your weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen.
RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Number seven item is we're back on the countdown patrol. The situation in New York City, where the police department and the mayor are at odds with one another. Earlier in the week on the Good Day program, which I host, had a conversation with Courtney Keeley from Al Jazeera America, a reporter who attended last weekend's funeral of one of the police officers who was killed just now. It's been a couple of weeks, I think.
Was heartbreaking. His widow spoke, and I just wanted to cry. They'd been married for 2 months. His father spoke in a local dialect. Yeah, his father spoke in a local dialect, a Cantonese dialect, and he just choked up. It was his only son. He talked about Confucian filial piety. He sounded like an incredible man. And what was really interesting was he was so much part of the Chinese-American community. They had come to America 20 years ago. And it was sort of the American dream gone wrong, a tragic, tragic family story. And that's what grabbed me by the throat. Hmm. When I saw a couple of the police officers turn around in different areas, it just kind of sharply take a breath of, ooh, they're still doing this. You know, it's a flinch moment. But when I heard the father speak and there's this picture of his widow holding his photograph, making her way towards to get into a car as they're putting his casket in the hearse, you know, and bowing to the funeral. And her face is just broken. She's, you know, she's just, the pain and the anguish on her face is just, you just don't want to see that for anyone. So there were these moments, and it was in a Chinese-American neighborhood that used to be Italian, Bensonhurst. It was really sort of, it spoke of the history of New York and how neighborhoods change, and there was all of that going on. Then there was the talk of Officer Lee's absolute loyalty to the NYPD. But because he's the first Chinese-American to be killed in the line of duty as an NYPD officer. But everybody was focusing on the feud between Bill de Blasio and the unions and the sort of distrust. But it was not the vast majority of officers either. And also, when they saluted the mayor and the police commissioner, we pretty much assumed on Saturday night in the pouring rain, there were a few people that saluted them. But they have to salute the police commissioner. I don't know what they would have done if it was Mayor de Blasio solo.
Yeah, there's been so much focus. Well, there was focus on Ferguson for a while, and then there was focus on Cleveland for a while, and focus on New York. I don't know that anybody has focused on Phoenix, where they have begun to resuscitate a four-year-old initiative to foster dialogue between police and city residents there. The effort was approved by the city council last month in a response to brewing unrest that was ignited following the death of an unarmed black man by a white officer in that community. And I'm betting that most of you listening to this didn't know that situation, unless you're listening in Phoenix or Tucson or one of our Arizona affiliates. I'm betting you don't know that this sort of took place. The members of the council voted unanimously to have city officials produce a report that outlines which recommendations from the Community Engagement and Outreach Task Force have been implemented, to what extent, and what needs to be done beyond that. But I found it interesting when doing a little research that this had happened in Phoenix, and the whole business about racial tensions in our country has become something that's been reported irregularly, if you will, by the news media. All about News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 21 past the hour.
complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number 7.
I believe this is number 6. In fact, as we count down toward number 1, the Keystone Pipeline issue back once again. Here's host Richard Dixon talking about the new Republican-controlled Congress trying to make their Keystone Pipeline bill veto-proof. That is, the president has promised a veto, but is there a way they can get enough votes to override the president's veto?
Just a few hours for the new Republican-controlled Congress to elicit its first veto threat from the president, and now they are trying to cobble together enough veto-proof votes to make sure that Keystone Pipeline passes. I think they got it. I do. I'm not going to make a prediction on this because I hate being wrong. You know me. But the Senate is going to be the tough one. Can they get a two-thirds majority? Can they get the 66 that is necessary? Well, they have 55 Republicans, 55, I want to say. So they really got to track themselves down. 11 Democrats who are interested in the economy, are not afraid of the president, or maybe conversely are afraid of not being reelected in a couple of years when that will be held up and over their head. Now, they're already starting to make some noise on the left, which is why I think this is going to happen. There are opponents to the Keystone Pipeline who don't really have good reasons for being opponents. It's just, well, environment, well, the president doesn't like it. Well, it doesn't really create that many jobs. It's a load of crap. They're really, you know, saying it doesn't really create that many jobs is not a good reason to vote against something. It's not really disrupting people's lives. There's a few people in Montana that are bent out of shape about this, but they already have pipelines running under their property, and they can get over it, okay? They're also being well compensated for that pipeline running across their property, all right? Well compensated. So the idea that you're voting against this for any reason other than that the president doesn't want you to vote for it and his environmentalist leftist wacko base is going to be upset is nonsense. So any reason that you try to put out there really just falls flat. So these guys are starting to realize this is probably going to happen. Maybe we can get something out of it. That's not a bad idea. I mean, look, that's kind of how politics works. When they say, we're going to put the Keystone Pipeline up for a vote, it's going to get 66 votes. You could either be on the right side of it or the wrong side of it. where do you want to be? Well, I'll be on the right side of it if, for instance, you guarantee that only U.S. steel is used in the manufacturing of the pipeline. When we make this thing for Canada, and by the way, it is Canadian. It's taking Canadian oil and sending it from Canada down to the Gulf. And it's a long way, no question about it, but it's the quickest, most fuel-efficient way, most energy-efficient way to get oil from point A to point B. And, yeah, we will get to keep some of that oil. We'll get to buy some of that oil. Obviously, we won't get to keep it. We get to charge a fee for them running across and through our land. So we get a lot of stuff out of this, plus jobs, maintaining the pipeline, keeping the pipeline going, building the pipeline to start with 25,000 jobs. Bam, that fast. All of this is good stuff. There's no reason not to do it. I realize that the president's slavish devotion to his global warming beliefs is what's really killing this thing. He honestly doesn't want there to be an easier way to transport more fossil fuel. He just really thinks, you know, well, if we make it easier, then that's going to lead to more fossil fuel use, which is just going to lead to more global warming.
Well, the facetious part of that, so the specious part of it, is that you're actually getting more global warming by having railroad cars pulled by diesel locomotives using all kinds of fuel and trucks hauling the fuel, the oil, using all kinds of diesel fuel, having much more impact on the environment. And why isn't anybody calling him on that would be a question for a discussion on another talk radio program, because the aim of this one is just to go through the top 10. We get to number 5 in the next half hour, all 5 of the top 5 in the next half hour of the count.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Thank you.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The city of Honolulu, listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hello to the folks who are there enjoying the beautiful weather. Albuquerque and Tucson and Fresno and areas in Northern California. Hello from the Countdown. Allentown, Pennsylvania. Knoxville, Tennessee. Wilkes-Barre, Scranton. Hello, El Paso. KTSM. Let's see, where else do we have? Fort Myers and Naples. Nice place to be this week. Sarasota. The New York area in Connecticut were heard on several stations there. Down in Arkansas, 405, Kalamazoo, hello, Battle Creek, yes, and Indianapolis, North Carolina. All of you who are listening, thanks for being here on the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in Talk Radio for the week. We started at number 10, which is a focus on sports talk radio, pretty much as usual. The Palm Beach pedophile case at number 9, death of Mario Cuomo, number 8, the situation between the police and the mayor in New York, number 7. The Keystone Pipeline debate, number 6. So now let us get to number 5.
Number 5.
The cold snap. Global warming. Oh, my God, isn't this a heyday? Well, look at how cold it is. Look at what's causing this. Here's host Phil Cianciola and his producer Reggie trying to lighten the mood over the frigid, wintry weather and the temperatures with a string of how cold is it jokes.
I know, I get it. It's cold. I've been watching. It's the lowest the wind chill's gone since 3 o'clock is 26 below. It's 22 below now. I get it. It's cold out there.
How cold is it, Phil?
I'm glad you asked, Reggie. It's so cold out there. Hitchhikers are holding up pictures of thumbs. It's so cold, roosters are rushing into Kentucky Fried Chicken, begging to use the pressure cooker. It's so cold, the optician was giving away free ice scrapers with every new pair of glasses. It's so cold, pickpockets are sticking their hands in strangers' pockets just to keep them warm. It's so cold, the squirrels are throwing themselves at electric fences. It's so cold, Grandpa's teeth are chattering in the glass. It's so cold, Starbucks is serving coffee on a stick. It's so cold, someone chopped up a piano for firewood, but they only got 2 cores. Oh, it's so cold, the cows aren't giving milk, they're giving ice cream. It's so cold, my mail broke when I tried to pry open the envelope. It's so cold that Richard Simmons started wearing pants. It's so cold, Taylor Swift covered her midriff. You light a candle, the flame freezes. I want to tell you, your shadow freezes to the sidewalk. Oh, I tell you, people look forward to getting a fever. And last but not least, it's so cold, politicians had their hands in their own pockets.
Number four.
Hi, the number four issue or item on the Talk Radio Review this week focuses on, oh, surprise, presidential prospects for the year 2016, which now we can say is next year. Here's host Jeff Kuhner talking to some of his callers about whether it's time for a third-party candidate if our choices next year are going to be Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush.
Go ahead, Bill.
I don't think the Tea Party should form sort of an official third party, because I think it's – because the minute you put a stake in the ground, you're sort of tethered to that. And it's much more threatening and ominous as kind of a free-floating black cloud that can land on anybody anytime.
We'll see, Bill. I mean, we'll see what happens over the next 6 months. But I can just tell you this. My instinct right now is to go – this is happening in Sweden. It's happening in Germany. It's happening in Denmark. It's happening in France. It's happening in Italy. It's happening in England. You are seeing these huge, big, third-party, populist, conservative movements emerge because they're sick of the establishment. I saw it up in Canada with the Reform Party, which ended up destroying the Conservative Party, and now is actually governing Canada under a new name. But so to me, I think we're late at the dance, and this may be long overdue. Look, let me tell you what I honestly think is going to happen. I believe the Republicans now are going to go the way of the Whigs. The Whigs were once a big party. They betrayed their principles. The Whigs were destroyed, swept into the dustbin of history, and the Republicans from the ashes emerged. I believe now the Republicans are going the way of the Whigs. And eventually it's going to be our way or the highway. John, you're up next. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, John.
I think you're misleading people by asking them to start a third party.
What's the difference between Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton?
Don't know enough about Jeb Bush yet.
Trust me, not much.
Hillary Clinton is a disaster.
Yeah, and Jeb Bush will be a disaster. And that's my point.
But you're already saying he's got the nomination. That's way premature.
Well, what I'm telling you is this. The establishment is already trying to anoint him. The Republicans are already trying to sell him to us. Already the big money people are around him. Already Fox is coronating this guy. And what I'm saying is, you know what? I'm no longer going to be beholden to the Republican Party. You want my vote, you better earn it.
If you're going to give me Jeb Bush... He's an independent for 40 years. And I'm telling you right now, I'll continue to do that. But give me a time frame where you think, realistically, a third-party establishment in this country is going to make any difference.
If the Libertarians run a very smart candidate, you got a third party right there. If there's a Constitutionalist Party, if they run a good candidate, look, if somebody recruits a Ted Cruz, or if Mitch McConnell goes after Mike Lee, or God forbid Rand Paul goes the way of his dad, and he decides to go third party through a libertarian move, I'll tell you right now, I like Ted Cruz over Rand Paul, don't get me wrong, but if Ted Cruz won't leave, and Rand Paul says, you know what, I'm going to go libertarian, I've had it, I'm voting Rand Paul. If it's between Hillary, Jeb Bush, and Rand Paul, I'm going Rand Paul.
Number three. The number three issue is something that's been around, and we smile as this becomes sort of the movement at the beginning of the year. How much can you save on your heating oil? How much can you save on your gasoline because of the price of oil, which is sinking? Host Charlie Parker and Jim Forsythe talking about just how low gas prices could go, regardless of how low the price of oil sinks.
Some people are saying that gas won't go below $1.60. I was having this conversation with a friend the other day, and I kind of set the barometer, not that I really know anything, just guessing. I didn't think that we'd get below 180.
Yeah, this came up just like you. It came up with a question that I was asked over the by a friend over the holidays. Over the last 3 months, obviously, the price of gas at the pump has fallen pretty much in line with the falling price of crude oil. And that fall has been very, very rapid. By way of an example, it was on December 5th. About 5 weeks ago, that WOAI first reported that gasoline at one station was being sold for $1.99 a gallon, the first time we'd seen gas under $2 a gallon since early 2010. That was 5 weeks ago. Today, the average in San Antonio is $1.94. So that is the second steepest drop in gasoline prices ever. The steepest was in November of 2008, just as we were going into the Great Recession, when we were seeing the economy essentially fall apart and demand for gasoline was falling. Now the situation is just the opposite. We have a strong economy and we have too much gasoline. But the question I was asked is, now we're talking, some analysts are talking about $20, even $10 a barrel crude oil. West Texas Intermediate closed yesterday at about $47.50. That's compared to $110 back in June. So I talked to several petroleum economists, and the general feeling is that structural factors are going to keep the price of gas from falling any below $1.60. That means we could save another 30 cents or so at the pump here in San Antonio. And the reason for that is that crude oil is the only fungible price that is included in what we pay at the pump. We pay 38 cents a gallon in taxes, Charlie, in Texas. And the government doesn't care if the price that we pay for gas is $2 or $4 or $20. We're still going to pay 38 cents a gallon. It's still, I mean, the refiner, it doesn't matter to the refiner how much the crude oil sold for. It's still going to cost the refiner a set amount to refine that crude oil into natural gas and the other distillates. It's going to cost a certain amount of money to transport the gasoline, put it in those trucks and those big nozzles they stick in the ground over at the gas station. And also the gas station itself has fixed costs. They have to pay the cost of processing credit card payments. They have to pay to keep the lights on and the heat on and to pay their employees. They have to pay for marketing the gasoline. And all of those are fixed costs that have nothing to do with how much the price of crude oil is.
All right, so we've got two more items to go, as you have noted probably as you look and watch. Wait a minute. Okay, there's two more items before we get to the top of the hour on the countdown, and we'll proceed with number two in a matter of moments. Stand by. This is the Weekly Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
GEICO RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to GEICO RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about GEICO RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
GEICO, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Number two.
Number two issue or item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown show is a focus on the new Congress, the makeup of the House and the Senate. Here's host Frank Beckman talking to Congressman Jim Amish of Michigan about the reasons he voted against a third term for John Boehner as the Speaker of the House.
Did you think it was possible that John Boehner would really be unseated as the Speaker?
I certainly thought it was possible. I wasn't one of the chief organizers of the dissent this time. I made an independent decision and had a meeting with the Speaker actually the night before the vote where I asked him point blank, what are the reasons I should vote for you? And I felt that after that meeting, I still wasn't satisfied with the direction we were taking and decided that I had to make a decision to vote for someone else. But I felt this time we had some momentum. We had people who were upset for a variety of reasons, but it's mostly process issues that were the unifying factor behind people's decision to vote for someone else. People think that they are not being heard in this Republican conference, that it's a top-down process, and they just want to have the chance to amend bills and have their voices heard.
Mm-hmm. You voted for Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, in the end. Tell me, though, of your specific reasons for telling the Speaker that his agenda was not in line with yours. What are the major issues for you?
Well, for me, it's about process. It's about going to the House floor every day and feeling like we can make a difference and that every voice is heard. We have a big conference of Republicans. We have people from different backgrounds. We've got libertarians and conservatives and others, and we all want to be heard and have our chance to have our amendments passed on the floor and have our chance to serve on particular committees. And I think that the structure right now is very top-down, where the Speaker and the Chairman of the committees, frankly, control too much of the process, and the voices of the members aren't being heard. And that's all we want. It's not about having a Speaker who's conservative or liberal or anything like that. It's about having a Speaker who is concerned about all of the voices within the Republican conference and does the best job of reaching out to the American people and reflecting the wishes of people at home.
Thought it was interesting over this past week, the House voting to curb a provision in the Affordable Health Care Act that some lawmakers say is hurting the job market as the Congress moved quickly to challenge the administration on a couple of different fronts. House voting 252 to 172 for this new Obamacare bill, which tweaks the law's definition of full-time worker who has to be offered employer health care. 12 Democrats were on the side of the Republicans in approving this legislation. Bill calls for a full-time worker threshold to move from 30 hours to 40 hours, which is pretty much the threshold that everybody has for a full-time work week, right? I mean, how in the world to get 30 hours into full-time is a question a lot of people asked once they understood what the heck was in the bill. All right, so there's the situation with the new members of Congress and the setup for the veto over the pipeline and this sort of thing. Number one, up next, as our countdown continues with a focus on the situation in Europe.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Well, the picture has emerged of the suspects in the case of the Charlie Hebdo massacre. Two brothers on the U.S. no-fly list. Younger brother may have traveled to Yemen for terror training. So that's how we sort of bracket the discussion in a two-part overview, first starting with a conversation that I had this week on my Good Day program with my colleague Rich McFadden. We talked to Patrick Poole, National Security and Terrorism Correspondent for PJ Media, who says that the terror attack was once again committed by terrorists that authorities already knew existed and had a lot of information about, but had sort of let them go.
Sharif Kouachi, who seems to be the ringleader, he's already been in prison on supporting terrorism charges. He was helping guys travel to Iraq to fight coalition forces there, and the French only arrested him when he decided he was preparing to go to Iraq himself. He spent a year and a half in prison. So yeah, I mean he was well known to authorities.
So were there three or five? I thought it was someplace I got the idea there were five.
There were some initial reports that there were five. But the French authorities have come out and said that they're looking for three, the two shooters and one who was driving the car.
What do you think of the Egyptian president saying it's time for the Muslims in the world to get their act together? That's basically what he's saying.
Doug, I thought that was a remarkable event that got virtually no play in the U.S. media here, where you have the president of the largest Arab country in the world in front of the probably the most preeminent Islamic body, Al-Azhar University, on the planet, and say, look, you know, this is a problem with, and he called out the imams and he called out Sharia. It was simply remarkable. And then here, just the other day, he appeared at the cathedral for the Coptic Christmas services, which were earlier this week.
He was the first Egyptian president to do so. Mm-hmm. So, and again, the U.S. media just,
The U.S. media is asleep at the wheel. We know
the Islamic world is waiting on you, the imams, because the Islamic world is being torn, it is being destroyed, it is being lost, and it is being lost by our own hands.
Yep.
We need a revolution of self.
All right, let's move into part two of this discussion with hosts Bruce Wolf and Sam Adam Jr. talking to Scott Stantis, editorial cartoonist for the Chicago Trib. They discuss the attack, which was apparently launched over a new editorial cartoon aimed at Muslims.
It does seem like it's working. The terrorism does work, and it does chill us. You know, we know of many instances in which people are, artists are chilled. You know, they're not necessarily the most courageous people in the world.
I would agree. And, I mean, I look at the Danish cartoons from years back.
Sure.
Not one, Bruce, Sam, not one American newspaper ran those cartoons.
Right.
Well. Even showed them. Well, cartoons are amazing things. Clearly, they're powerful. Clearly, they get people involved and touch them on a level that the written word cannot. So, and that's great, but they're cartoons, and it's satire oftentimes. And we have been, I couldn't agree more with what you're getting at, Bruce, that we're being browbeaten, and in fact, these guys win if we don't show these images. And it's a news story. I mean, if a blimp blows up, we're going to show a picture of the blimp blowing up. I mean, you have to show people what we're talking about in order to inform the discussion.
Where do we go from here in your line of work? As a cartoonist, we have now just seen 12 people killed. What do you do to combat that in your line of work, short of either quitting or being outrageous? Where do you go from there?
I think you combat it the only way you know how to combat it, and we're each given our own set of tools to do that. I mean, let's face it. I mean, I'm a cartoonist in Chicago. I think I'm okay. But there are guys and women who go into war zones in Africa and the Middle East, and they cover these stories because they have to. I mean, journalists are remarkable human beings. And where do you go from here? That's a great question. I think you continue to fight the good fight as best you can. And I think what Bruce alluded to is going to be the next challenge, which is we have to call out Islam. We have to say that the continuing radicalization is clearly not singular or a small number, because these instances are just becoming too prevalent.
Journalists are amazing people. Let that stand by itself, because, man, we can make an hour out of that. Number one, the Charlie Hebdo massacre. All of the top 10 talk topics are listed in the poll position at DougStefan.com. Tell us over the weekend what it is that you think is most important. We've told you what the list includes, but what's number one on your list? This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.